welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today's May 18th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, do go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, March 26, 1953, and the title is Dynamite at Big Trestle. Hope you guys enjoy.
Change the course of history. Gold is one of the deposits, precious stones another. One of the wildest, most dangerous adventures of the famed Cisco Kid was brought about by the discovery of yet another deposit formed thousands of years before the 1870s. Our story opens in the little western town of Blue Hills. Two roughly dressed, bearded men are working in a field, hand drilling into a large stone.
I tell you, I don't like it, please. We'd ought to lie low a while longer.
Well, I can't just hide out doing nothing, Jed. I gotta be busy. Besides, the news about that train wreck is all blown over by now.
I wouldn't be too sure about that. We wrecked that train 1,000 miles to the east, and it takes a long time for news to travel that far.
A little good it did us to dynamite that trestle. We didn't get a cent out of it. When she landed in the gorge, the whole dad-busted train burned plumb to ashes. Nobody suspects its way out here. Anyway, we need money, and there might be gold in this field. Talk is gold's been found here before.
Yeah, a long time ago.
There might still be some here. There. That's enough drilling. Now give me that dynamite. We'll blow this rock to pieces and see what's under it.
Here you are. Who owns this land?
I don't know. What's the difference?
Nothing, I guess. There's a young woman lives in a cabin over there at the edge of the field. I seen her out hanging up clothes.
Come on, stand back, Jed. I'm going to touch off this fuse. Get back some more, Jed. This is a heavy charge.
Right.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Look at the rock fly. That blew her to pieces.
Yeah, we'll let her settle and we'll go on over.
Hey, look, there's that young woman. See, Blaze? She just come out of the cabin. Now she's looking over this way.
Well, let her look. Come on.
Sure did blow a nice hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Don't look much like gold ground to me, Blaze.
No, don't, but then you never can tell. Yeah, I'll have a look down here. Hey, cold as Greenland, Jed.
Huh?
What's this? Say, by Judas.
What?
We ain't hit gold, Jed, but we've hit something just about as good.
What do you mean?
We've hit ice.
Ice?
Yeah, put your hand down there.
By thunder, it is cold.
Yeah, it's ice. And the chances are it's all under this here region. An underground glacier, that's what it is.
I don't know nothing about them things.
I do. I read about them. Jed, we're going to own this field. This is a hot climate and people need ice. They'll pay big money for it. The railroad's right close and we can ship it out in cars packed with sawdust.
Easy, Blaze. Here comes that girl on the road.
Well, don't tell her about the ice. Pick some of that dirt back over where she goes.
Yeah.
That's it. That's enough.
What are you men doing?
We're looking for gold, ma'am. Any objections?
Yes, I have. This field belongs to my father.
Oh? Guess we didn't know that, Jed.
No. We figured it was Pueblo lands, ma'am.
Well, it isn't. Belongs to my father, George Hall.
Now, don't get mad, ma'am. We didn't know he was trespassing. Your father at the house? I'd like to talk to him.
Dad works on the railroad. He's an engineer. Doesn't get in till 8 o'clock tonight. Now, will you leave this field?
We'd like to buy this field. Maybe we could talk to you about it.
It's not for sale.
Well, might be if we offered enough. You go on back to your cabin, ma'am, and Jed and me will look around a little more, and Then we'll come over and give you a message to give your father. Is it all right?
Well, I suppose so. But I know Dad won't sell.
Jed, you let us worry about that. We'll be over in a few minutes.
All right,
Jed. Come on, Jed. Let's see if this positive ice is all under the field. If it is, we're going to own it one way or another.
Pancho, think Pancho and Loco use a little water, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Diablo and I could also use some water.
Huh?
Let us ride to that cabin and ask the senorita I see from here for some water.
Mm-hmm. What is town, Cisco?
This is the town of Blue Hills, amigo.
Oh?
We are far to the north of our own part of the country.
Blue Hills? These hills red, so they call the town Blue Hills, no?
That seems strange, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
But Blue Hills is the name they gave it. Some people call the town Big Trestle.
Why they call it Big Trestle?
Because of the big railroad trestle just outside of town.
Oh.
That big bridge. That is the trestle.
Oh, the big, big gorge?
See?
Pancho and ride on the train, Cisco. If that train gets sick of the track and go down into the gorge, boom. No. Pancho, stick to local.
Si, as you please, Chico. Mm-hmm. Well, there's the well and the pump. Well, Diablo.
Look, there's the well and the pump.
Buenos dias, senorita.
Buenos dias, senorita.
Hello?
Mi compañero Pancho and I and our horses are thirsty, senorita. May we have some water?
Sure. Help yourself, stranger.
Gracias.
Gracias. And Pancho pumps some water into the trough for Diablo and Loco, Cisco.
Bueno.
Did he call you Cisco?
Si, senorita.
You're the Cisco kid, huh?
Si.
I've always been curious about you. Is it true you kiss every girl you meet?
No, it's not true, senorita.
Here's some water in the cup for you, Cisco.
Gracias, amigo.
Cisco not kiss every girl he meets, senorita. Every girl he meets kiss Cisco.
Oh, some girls are awful fools. Well, I couldn't imagine myself doing a thing like that.
Then do not imagine it, senorita. Oh, this water is cold.
Yeah, it's the coldest water Pancho ever tastes.
Here come those two men. I wonder if they really did find gold.
Gold?
Yeah, on that field of ours, they just blasted a big rock with dynamite. And when I went out to call them on it, they said they were looking for gold and wanted to buy the field.
Well, then perhaps they did find gold, senorita. Although I would not say that field was a likely place for it.
Pancho, I think old prospectors look in the field like this.
I don't know who the men are. Maybe they've just come west.
Possibly. Gracias for the water, senorita. Now Pancho and I will ride on.
Oh, would you mind waiting till they leave, Cisco? I'm not afraid, but I don't like their looks.
Si, we will wait. Come, Pancho. We will go over and sit down in the shade.
Si, Cisco, in the shade.
We've made up our minds you want to buy this field, ma'am. How much do you think your father will take for it?
I told you, I didn't think he'd sell. There's no point in you talking to me about it. Talk to him when he gets home.
You say he gets in about 8 tonight?
That's right. Usually he gets in at 6, but they're giving him a special run tonight. So
what kind of a special?
I don't know.
I do not like the looks of those hombres, Pancho.
Pancho, I think they got their face like dogs and bull ones, too.
See, they are too shifty with the eyes.
Uh-huh.
They are becoming too annoying to the senorita.
I tell you, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Now look, I'll write out a paper giving your consent to the sale, and you can sign
it. No!
But what harm will that do?
The senorita has made it plain she does not want to talk to you anymore. You better be on your way.
Who said so?
I say so, Aubrey.
Come on, Blaze. We don't want any trouble.
This big lummox ain't telling me what to do.
Come on.
I'll see you later, mister.
Anytime you wish. I believe you are right, senorita. Those hombres have come west but recently. They do not talk nor act like people who have lived here for any length of time.
If that big lummox calls Cisco a big lummox again, this big lummox Pancho make him a bigger lummox. I do.
Well, let us have no trouble with them if we can help it, Pancho. I would like your permission to walk over into that field, senorita, and see what those hombres found that makes them so anxious to buy.
Sure, go right ahead, Cisco. I'd go with you, except I got some pies in the oven.
Pie? In the oven?
Mm-hmm.
Mmm.
Pancho, that's not polite.
That's all right, Pancho. You come back here after you look over that field, and I'll see that you get some of that pie.
Oh, gracias, senorita. And Pancho be back. Pancho stay here now, not even go see the field.
Oh, no. You will not stay here, Pancho. The senorita does not intend to feed all those pies to you. Come on, let us go.
Pancho not know why we walk, Cisco, when we got the horses.
It will not hurt you, amigo, to walk 100 yards or so into this field.
Mm.
Also give our horses a rest.
Only trouble is, Cisco, is too much Pancho for Pancho's feet.
You can stand it this once.
Aye.
Well, here's where they blasted that rock.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they found, I would think it would be here.
Pancho just see a hole in the ground.
See.
Look.
Looks just like a lot of dirt to me, too, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
Let me dig around that hole for a moment.
Dig around for the hole in a moment. Come on.
This is the coldest dirt I have ever touched. I do not say... Pancho.
What, Cisco? What?
There is ice down in here.
Cisco make the big joke, no?
No, see for yourself, Pancho.
Pancho stooped down. Ooh, that's so cold, it burned Pancho's hand.
No wonder the ice from that well was cold. This is glacier land from the Ice Age.
Ice Age?
No. Ice Age, Pancho.
Cisco say Ice Age, that means Ice Age.
No. The Ice Age, amigo, was many thousands of years ago. Most of the glaciers remaining here are on the surface of the earth.
Uh-huh.
But some, like this one, are several feet below the surface.
Ice keep well below surface, huh, Cisco?
Si. Mm-hmm. Probably those hombres want to buy this land because of that ice. Uh-huh. But how good the ice would be, I do not know.
Cisco, here these hombres now.
Oh.
Get out of here, you two.
Is this your land?
It's gonna be, and we don't want you hanging around. Now get.
I do not like your manner, hombre.
In France, you not like it neither, you big lomax.
You heard what he said. Go on now, we'll throw you off this land.
You may start in any time you wish.
Come on, Jack.
You too.
I say a thing, I mean it. See?
You will have to prove it.
I can lick you with one hand high behind my back.
If I were you, hombre, I would use both hands.
You may dig.
How are you getting along, Pancho?
I have this hombre down in the hole, Cisco.
Hey, let me up. It's cold.
Yeah, you'll be colder than this, can't you think?
Hey, I'm freezing.
He freezes me.
Ah, so you draw the knife, eh, hombre?
Yeah, I'm drawing a knife.
Then we will finish this fight in short order like this. Oh.
He got enough, Cisco.
Yeah, and I got enough, too. Come on, now, let me up. My ear's freezing.
Then get up, hombre. And Pancho tells you be careful what you do next.
I will take this knife, just in case you may want to get too playful with it again. Now get out of here, both of you.
Sí, vamos, pronto, no?
All right, we'll go. But the next time we meet up, things will be different. Don't forget that. Come on, kid.
Pancho, we are going to stay around this town for a while. Unless my knowledge of human nature is all wrong, those hombres are two of the worst criminals in the whole country.
But even Cisco does not suspect the lengths to which the two criminals will go. In just a moment, we'll return to our exciting story of the Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid and our thrilling story, Dynamite at Big Trestle. Blaze Moran and Jeb Hunt, two Eastern badmen, are hiding out in the West following a train wreck which they staged in the East. While searching for gold, they uncovered a glacial deposit of ice under a field in the town of Blue Hills. When they became too insistent in trying to buy it from the daughter of the owner, Cisco and Pancho stepped in to give the men a deserved beating. Now...
We'll get even with them two, Jed, and don't think we won't.
We don't even know who they are yet.
And I know. I found out in town. One of them called the Cisco Kid, and the other one's Pancho. I found out where the camp is, too. That's where we're heading now.
Well, it seems to me I heard of the Cisco Kid back east.
Yeah, you won't never hear any more about him after this dynamite gets to work. First, we're getting rid of Cisco, and then we're finding out more about that train. But the only thing they run specials for out in this country is gold.
We sure could use some of that, Blaze.
And we're gonna use some of it.
You know, that big trestle shoe would be a good place to wreck that train.
That's where I'm aiming to wreck it. Well, there's Cisco's camp ahead.
Hey, how do you know they won't come back and catch us?
It won't be out for a long time yet. They're at the girl's house and the fat one's eating pie. Here we are.
Whoa.
We won't be here more than a couple of minutes. Just give me time to plant this dynamite under the ashes of their campfire and we'll go.
Yeah. You know, those ashes are cool, Blaze. They'll build a new fire in the same place. I'd sure like to see this, Blaze.
We ain't got time to hang around, Jed. We've got to go look over the trestle and make plans. Here, I'll just dig up a little of this earth in case they sweep away the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
There. That fuse ought to be long enough. Now, when they light the campfire tonight, there won't be enough left of them to pick up the pieces. Come on, Jed, let's get out of here.
Pancho hungry, Cisco.
After eating all that pie, you are still hungry, Pancho?
Si. Poncho only eat three pies.
You must be hollow all the way down to your toes.
Poncho not know. Poncho know he hungry.
Well, then in that case, we'd better see that you eat some more. Oh, there,
oh, Logo, eat some more now.
Seems good to get back to camp.
Uh-huh.
Now, Poncho, one of us will build up the campfire. The other one can fish for some trout.
Si.
Which do you want to do?
Poncho build up the campfire, Cisco. Last time Poncho fished with a trout, he fell in the water.
That is what you get for going to sleep on the limb of an overhanging tree.
Yeah.
You build the campfire. I will try to catch some fish.
Poncho build a good campfire. To heat up the frijoles quick.
Si.
Poncho get the kindling first. Give it a twig. Poncho builds a little log cabin with the twigs. So, there's a little bug. Look out, little bug. Poncho not want to bind you. Now, you go away. Look out. Now, you run away. Now, we put on some bigger sticks. And then, some more. And Poncho think that start a good fire. And now, we light a match. And the match light the fire. Poncho's hand still cold from the light. And Poncho get closer to that fire. Oh, feel good. Cisco!
Si, Poncho.
Come see Poncho's good fire.
I can see it from here, Poncho.
It's a good fire, Cisco. Poncho think it get hot around here very soon. Now the fire burn up good. And Poncho put on some more sticks. Good to be warm.
Poncho.
Come
down here if you want to see a big trout.
Poncho wait to see him in the pond, Cisco.
No. Come down here, Poncho. He's a beautiful big fish. You must see him in the water.
Oh, well, see. Poncho, come. Poncho, come, Cisco. Where the big fish? Where the fish? I didn't see the fish.
Come over here, Poncho.
Where? I didn't see no fish. Where?
Look.
Where?
Lying alongside that submerged log.
That is a big fish, Cisco. Did Cisco catch him?
Well, I'm going to try hard to catch him.
Cisco, help! Poncho, pull in the water, help!
The water is no deeper than your knees, Poncho. Stand up.
Huh?
What was that explosion?
Poncho, that noise, Cisco. Poncho's so scared, he jumped right in the water.
It's a good thing you left that fire, Poncho. Santo, what a blast.
Poncho not like the water. Poncho wet. What the blast was, Cisco?
There's only one thing that could make an explosion like that. Dynamite.
That's right, dynamite. Dynamite?
Put there by someone who wanted to kill us.
Poncho, feel around and see if you're all here.
Dynamite. The senorita said those hombres dynamited a rock in that field. They would probably use it here, too.
Yes, Cisco. We go find these hombres.
No, wait, Poncho.
No?
The big hombre showed great interest when the senorita said her father was running a special train tonight, eh?
Poncho not know this, Cisco.
He showed a very sudden interest.
Uh-huh.
Poncho, get on some dry clothes quickly. Then we will ride to the sheriff. Pronto, amigo, pronto.
Oh.
Bueno, the sheriff is still in his office.
Why did he come to see the sheriff, Cisco?
Yeah, we'll learn in a moment, Poncho. Come on. See you, sheriff?
Yeah. You're the Cisco kid, ain't you?
Si, senor.
I thought so. I heard you and Poncho was in this neck of the woods. Well, sit down. Glad you called in.
Gracias, Sheriff, but time is short. I would like to ask you a few questions.
Fire away.
First, do you know what time that special train arrives in Blue Hills tonight?
Yep, I do, Cisco. She's due in here about 7:45. That's about half an hour from now.
And is the train carrying anything of value?
Yeah, she's a gold special, Cisco. Say, funny thing. Two hombres was in here earlier today asked me about that train. But I didn't know him, so I didn't give him much information.
These hombres, Cisco, the big, big Lomax hombres.
Say, are you sure you do not tell them about the gold, Sheriff?
Well, I may have dropped a hint before I thought.
Come, Sheriff. Those hombres are dynamiters. I am sure they are planning to wreck that gold special. We must get to the big trestle at once.
Up enough of the metal on his girder so the string won't slip, Jed.
I got the dynamite all tied up in a bundle, Blaze.
Hang on to it a minute. Here. That ought to hold it tight. Now give me the dynamite.
Here you
are. That ought to be enough to blow this trestle. Hey, mind a short fuse you got on here, Jed.
Sure, it's got to be short. We don't know how fast this train's going to be going. I think if we light it when she comes around the bend, it'll go about the right time.
All right, now listen. You stay up here to light this fuse, see?
Yep.
And I'll get about halfway down the side of the gorge so that I can get a hold of that gold car after she hits. Tonight we make a cleanup, Jed.
Hello,
Because the banditos will probably dynamite from the far side, Pancho.
That's what they'll do, Cisco. Say, our best bet's going to be to stop the train before it gets to the trestle. George Hall knows me. He'll stop by waving down.
Senor Hall is the engineer?
Here, Father O'Malley. Gal you told me you talked to. She, come on, boy. Get up. Get
Your horse has gone lame, Sheriff.
Oh, blast the luck.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have a look. Maybe he's got a nail drum up and... Up, boy, up. Yeah, blast it. That's what it is.
That is too bad, Sheriff. But Pancho and I had better keep on.
Yeah, go ahead, Cisco.
We may be too late as it is up, Diablo. Come on,
go, 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 go. Leave down the train, Cisco.
Si. Ah, Santo, I forgot for the moment. The engineer does not know us. You will not stop for any signal of ours.
What do we do?
I will have to ride alongside that locomotive and get into the camp. Come on, Diablo, get out.
There the train, Cisco.
Si, right, for all your work, Pancho. It's not far to that trestle.
Roger, I will go, go, go.
Senor Hall. Senor Hall, stop the train. There are banditos ahead.
Bandits ahead, eh? Who are you kidding? Get away or I'll plug you.
I tell you, there are banditos ahead. Ready to dynamite the trestle.
You hear what I said?
He's going to go.
I cannot help it if he has. I must get into the cab of that locomotive. Come on, Diablo. Come on, Diablo. You missed. Good thing for me, this train is lurching. Drop that gun, senor.
You ain't holding up this train.
I'm sorry to have to do this, but I must. Yes. Now I'll stop this train. We're almost to the trestle.
Why, you child. You find no money here.
I tell you, I'm not after your money, senor, or anybody else's money. Look. Those hombres up ahead, just at the edge of the trestle. They are the banditos.
They're running this way with guns. Come on, Jed, we'll board that train.
You will board no train over it?
Pancho, get into this too, Cisco. Pancho, push this hombre into another hole in the ground.
I'm wasting no time with you, hombre. No more than it takes to land these punts.
Good luck, Cisco. Mighty good.
The work is not finished, Sheriff. They may have lighted the fuse to that dynamite. Watch these hombres. Come, Pancho.
Si. Where'd you put the dynamite, Cisco?
Down under one of those girders. Madre mia, Pancho, look. That fuse is burning.
Shot the very close to the dynamite, Cisco.
There is no time to climb down there to put out the fuse. I'm on a chance to shoot it out. And if my bullet should hit that dynamite...
Shoot, Cisco, shoot, Brando.
I must.
Muero, Cisco, put out the fuse.
Sheriff's just been explaining to me, Cisco. Sorry that I tried to gun you down. What's down there?
That is dynamite, senor.
Dynamite?
And if your train had run over that trestle...
Saying your engineer fell down, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. When he saw that dynamite, he faded, and I cannot blame him. Bring him to, amigo. And when I remove the dynamite, the train can proceed.
Oh, it's a good thing for Dad and me you got there in time, Cisco.
I'm glad we did, Senorita.
When I think how near he come to running his train out on that trestle.
Oh, do not think of it. Think instead of how much money you and your father may make out of your ice field.
Yeah, I know. There's no sense worrying about it now. I owe you an apology, Cisco.
You owe me nothing of the sort, Senorita.
Yes, I do. I was wrong.
I do not understand. You were wrong about what?
Saying I couldn't imagine myself kissing you.
Oh.
I can imagine it.
See?
I have been for the past half hour.
Well, I do not know quite what to say now, Senorita.
You don't have to say anything, Cisco. I'm going to prove to you I was wrong.
How?
Oh, like this. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita. Si, Pancho.
What that letter from Pancho's cousin in the law, Porfirio, say?
Says that Porfirio wants you to come to stay at his house while he and the senora take a little vacation.
No. Pancho not go.
Oh, but I think that would be a nice thing for you to do, amigo.
No, Cisco. Porfirio wants Pancho to come and stay with his little daughter, Carmencita.
Well, how old is little Carmencita?
She's 2 years old, Cisco. And Pancho take care of little Carmencita 6 months ago.
Well, did she not behave?
No, she not behave, Cisco. She make the howl when Pancho tried to feed her.
Si?
Did she make the howl when Pancho bounced her up and down on his knees?
Si?
And when Pancho take her out in the yard and dig a big, big hole in the ground to make her laugh, she howled at this.
Oh, well, you must not mind that, Pancho. It's natural for little ones to howl sometimes.
Oh, Pancho didn't mind the howling.
Well, then what did you mind?
When little Carmencita howl for Pancho to bring that hole in the house, Pancho quit.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Listen again to another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. Okay, not much to get into as usual. Go to otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be two episodes of Challenge of the Yukon. Till then, have a great day, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.